Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Ball. I was going to say the old name of the podcast. I am your host, Collie, and I'm joined this week by Connor. Connor, what's happening?
Hey, yeah.
Do you know what we're missing? We're missing a big Paddy. And do you know why we're missing a big Paddy? Because Chelsea are about to catch them in the league. And that's why we're missing a big Paddy. He's hiding.
Yeah, probably.
I'd love to see it. Connor, we're going to be looking at the results from the games that just happened.
I can't wait for it either.
we are also watching live. We're watching Barcelona and PSG. Can we confirm what minute and second are you on now?
33, 23, 24.
Oh, yeah. We are in sync. Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the games. We'll have a look at the fancy football. I've done rather well. And we'll be giving our score predictions for some of the matches that are of interest on the weekend. So, Connor, we'll jump straight into the football review. Paddy's graphic really does look like a burn victim, doesn't it?
On that. I mean, maybe it's just Paddy looks like a burn victim.
Well, it's true. Yeah, it is true. Connor, first one, let's sing and dance because United blew their pants. Bournemouth 2, Manchester United 2. Did you watch this one?
Yeah, I watched it with you.
Did you?
Yeah, in the pub.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say we watched this together and you were like, did you see the game?
It was excellent. It was excellent to watch because we did have Chris, who was also a Manchester United fan, alongside us. And we had Nestor, who was a Manchester United fan, alongside us. And, it was beautiful stuff. What did you make of this? And what do you make of the whole situation at Manchester United at the moment?
Bournemouth deserved at least a draw out of the game anyway. So it doesn't really say much for the performance that was put in. Thought they got breezed past in midfield throughout the whole game. Obviously couldn't deal with Solanke up front. Didn't look like they caused much of a threat, and they probably should have conceded a penalty at the last kick of the game. It's on the cusp. So, definitely could have thrown the game away. Did well to come back into it once and then go ahead. Yeah. And they just couldn't see it out. So,
Do you think Ten Hag should be getting sacked?
I mean, I don't know if he gets sacked or whether they do move him on anyway, probably regardless of how he would have done, and they might move him on with the new owners coming in, the new structure in place. I don't know. Obviously, after what happened in the interview afterwards, it's not looking good. He can't handle the media pressure around managing Manchester United. So
you can't be interesting
to see what happens. Yeah, no, you can't. There's one thing you can't do. You can only walk out if you're like Jose Mourinho.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Poch did it. Don't have you seen that, did you?
Yeah, but Poch has also got sacked, so.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. I can't deny that one, actually. I don't know, yeah. It's this thing where, like, fucking, he's been told to come in. He's told to be this fucking Fergie figure. He doesn't seem to be able to do it. I think I give him less slack than I give Poch because that team is an established team. They've been playing together for years. There is one or two additions into it, which is fair enough. But, like, Poch is doing it with 24 new players, and not one of them is over the age of 24. That team has been playing.
Thiago Silva is 812.
Look, he brings the average age up already. Okay, so we'll allow Thiago Silva. He's 39. He's still fucking running around like a prime 20-year-old. But
that's creepy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, look. So that's why I cut Ten Hag a little bit less slack than usual, and we're gonna do what me and Paddy did when you went here. We're going to just abuse the manager because nobody's going to fight us on it. So we're going to just abuse Ten Hag and it's going to be beautiful. So I do think that he should be sacked. I said when he came in and there was science. Do you remember he started the Jadon Sancho shit and he sent him away? Now, in fairness, probably warranted.
He had the Ronaldo shit before that.
Sorry, the Ronaldo shit was the first shit. Yeah, so that was the biggest fuck up I thought he made. Then he had the Sancho shit. Then he had the Rashford shit because remember Rashford, was he late for training? And then he dropped him.
For training or late for a game or something. Yeah, wasn't
he? Yeah, because he was feeding hungry kids. And then he shows up late to train or something. He was late for the bus or whatever it was. He benches him and then he comes on and he scores. Now, he'll say that was a masterclass of fucking management and he got a reaction out of him. But to be honest with you, that type of shit pisses players off, I think. So I think he's trying too hard. He tried too hard. I put it up ages ago that I didn't think he was a good fit, and I'm being proved right, which makes it so sweet because the United fans hate it so much. Who do you think, right, if they were to sack them, would be the best fit for United now?
I think they're going to go the way, like, we were on a couple of weeks ago talking about what happens to Liverpool next. I think there a lot of them are going to be head coach puppets now. They're not going to be managers with says. They're going to come in knowing they're there to design a team around a football philosophy, and that's pretty much it. I could see the likes of Gareth Southgate going in after the Euros.
Oh, yeah.
I could see the likes of Graham Potter going in. I can see that type of manager going in. That's, as I said, not a manager, more of a coach, and a good footballing coach at that. So I wouldn't be too surprised with an appointment like that. I think probably they will look at Southgate after the Euros, because I think his, regardless of what happens in the Euros, I think he's walking away from England. And probably won't be a bad appointment for them if they can get a, not, it'll be an awful appointment in regards to him being the manager. But yeah, I mean, like, that's what they'd be looking for.
Yeah.
Let me just rephrase that before that gets taken out of context. I'm not saying he's a good manager.
That's getting close. Southgate is Connor's favourite manager in the world. I just think Southgate, I don't know. It's like, to be honest with you, it's like,
shit.
PSG has just scored. It's 4-3 on aggregate now. That was a good finish, actually.
Ousmane Dembele, it's his former club.
Ousmane. So I do think that you're right in saying that they're going to kind of bring that style of manager in with the likes of Southgate and Potter even. But I don't know whether Potter has lost too much of a reputation to be brought into a job that size.
It would be dreadful. I don't think United fans would like it. I think they're going to look for a big manager move, but I don't think anyone's going to take it because of the way the setup is going to be. Like, you're not going to get, like, even if you look at who's free, right, and maybe a Julian Nagelsmann, he could do it as well, I guess. He'll be free after the Euros.
Thomas Tuchel, there's talk of him, but he's a bit more
He's already pushed against Munich at the moment. He's pushed against Chelsea previously. I don't know if he fits. He's pushed against PSG previously. He doesn't take well to being told what to do. So I'm not sure. Hansi Flick is going free as well, if he's not going to go and take the Real Madrid job, which he probably won't if Ancelotti has another year. So like, they're all managers who could come in and just do a coaching job, you know, happy enough. Hansi Flick didn't sign a fucking player for 3 years at Munich. So I think they'd be happy enough. Like,
do you know what the weirdest thing about, it was something I heard the other day. I don't know, we might have even fucking said it on the last podcast. Martial has been at United for 10 years or 9 years, call it. Like,
Martial will be the best player in the world.
Like, what the fuck? The amount of times we've had to, like, say to the lads when they used to be on the pod how shit he was, and they were like, he's good, he just keeps getting injured. I'm just like, all right, so, like, when does this fucking stop? Like, it's just, he's constantly injured and he's constantly out of form and he constantly has a bad attitude. So I was like, it's just a flop of a sign and just fucking call a spade. Like,
how old is he?
He has to be fucking 29. 30 at least.
He's just gone 28.
Gee, how? Like, what? Fucking hell. All right, do you have anything else that you want to slag Manchester United about?
No, I think that Ten Hag should have answered the question that it's not a good season, and that's all he had to do was acknowledge the fact that it wasn't a good season. It hasn't been a good season. There's no hiding behind the fact they have a run now in the FA Cup. They might nick an FA Cup against the run of play, pretty much, because they don't, obviously, they shouldn't be that far with the quality of the team that they have. If they do that, he'll probably brand it as a success. But if not, it is another failure. They're not going to get fourth. No. Pretty much the weekend has summed that up for them now, with Villa winning and them dropping points. Yeah. And yeah, I don't see how, other than that, he can stand behind it.
Off topic slightly, do you think Villa can hold on to that fourth spot?
I think Spurs will do them. Yeah. But it makes it interesting. I think it's the first Premier League in a long time where, again, we have a title battle, a fourth place battle, and a relegation battle. Like, I couldn't pick three teams to go down right now. Yeah. I could probably pick the winner of the league now, but I couldn't pick the fourth place team really either. So it's
like, to be fair, I think the relegation, it's between, isn't it, Sheffield United are gone.
Oh, you have one down already.
Yeah. Burnley, fucking Everton and Nottingham Forest and Luton.
And Luton.
Yeah, so I think it's them.
Brentford.
I don't know. I think they might be far away, far enough away, aren't they? 5 points or something, is it?
They're 5 points, but...
I think that's probably enough.
Everton have a game in hand.
Yeah, so that's why I think Everton are going to be safe, and I think it's going to be between Forest and Luton. Although I do see Burnley probably like be having a, even though they're still behind them, I still think they probably have a better chance of staying up than Luton do. I don't know why.
This makes it interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right, we'll move on from that. Liverpool and Palace. Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 1. Connor, what happened?
Delighted I missed most of this game, I'm not going to lie. I was out and down. I was so happy. I think this is one of the games I called 2 weeks ago that I was terrified about the run-in, and we were mentioning the big teams. And I said, Palace at home is one that's going to cause us issues. Palace at home causes issues.
big issues.
And it's been brewing across the last number of games, and I don't think anyone can say any differently. A performance like that was due to happen. It said a couple of weeks ago they were pulling too many games out of the fire in the last 15, 20 minutes, and it wasn't going to, it's not sustainable. You can't sustain a run like that. You got to go and do what Arsenal were doing earlier in the season and beating teams like this 4-5-0. What City have been doing, beating them 4-5-1. You can't just keep coming from behind. And they actually pulled the last six Premier League games from Liverpool, right?
Right.
This is mad.
Okay.
Liverpool Forest. 21 mm-hmm. shots, one goal.
Jeez.
Liverpool City, 18 shots, one goal. Liverpool Brighton, 30 shots, two goals. Liverpool Sheffield United, 29 shots, three goals. Liverpool Manchester United, 27 shots, two goals. And Liverpool versus Palace, 21 shots, zero goals. So, Jesus. Where Liverpool had previously been fucking electric, which is putting the ball in the net, they've had, what's that, 300 shots and scored, what, seven goals?
That's fucking, that's crazy. What the fuck? Then what's that? That's not even like...
200 shots, sorry.
It's about 2% or something, is it?
207 shots. Yeah, what's that, 4%?
Yeah, about that, yeah. Jesus. That's not good. I know we kind of, like, everyone's like, oh, that's it. It's over now. It's over. Like, realistically, it's actually not, like, it's not over for them. Like, everybody's just expecting City to win every single game from now to the end of the season. Like, it's still only 2 points in it. Now, I know, obviously, Arsenal have a better goal difference and stuff like that, so you have to kind of keep them in your mind as well. But, like, it's not over.
It's not over, no, but I think they had both sides. So, Arsenal and Liverpool had the points over City, and they would have wanted to keep those points going for as long as possible throughout the season to make City get a little bit desperate, knowing that they couldn't drop points. Mm. It's almost like City now, they don't have a cushion, obviously, because they drop points and the other two teams don't drop any more points, they don't win the league. But I think City know that they're still probably in the last seven games, Arsenal are going to drop points again somewhere along the line. And they've obviously got some big games coming up now over the next two. Liverpool look destined to drop more points against some of those smaller sides, against Wolves, against an Everton, like against an Aston Villa. Like, they look destined to where they're playing at the moment to not win those games, maybe draw them. But so you can't be like City being, obviously now having the points advantage, probably having the easier running now of all the rest of the teams, because they've gotten through some of their harder games and they're leading it now. And they've done it before, like, they know what it takes. This is going to be the fourth time running, you know. It's not new.
Yeah, it's not something they haven't done before. And looking at you look at the last couple of games for Arsenal, Wolves next game, then they have Chelsea at home, then they've Spurs away, so two tough games there straight away back to back. Then they've Bournemouth away or at home, that should be a handy enough one. Then they've United at home or away, sorry, and then they've got, which it might even be a hard one again, Arsenal at home. Or sorry,
Arsenal
at home.
Have Arsenal at home.
I read every single one of them matches wrong. Oh, I always put them in the wrong order or else fucking. But it's Arsenal versus Everton in the last game of the season. So if shit's not going right for Everton, Everton could be in a fucking seriously bad position.
Sean Dyche masterclass in that.
Sean Dyche.
A 1-0 with the fucking a ball being lumped into the box and Michael Keane scoring the winner.
You look at City's games. City obviously have to play Real Madrid.
I wish that was in the league.
I know, yeah. But they've got Brighton up next away, which might be tricky enough. They've got Forest away. Forest away, who are fighting for their lives. So it kind of puts a little bit of a different spin on it. Then they've got Wolves at home. Should be a handy enough one. Fulham away. Still should be a handy enough one. They've got Spurs then away. And then they've got West Ham at home. So, like, Spurs a difficult game. Forest potentially a difficult game. Brighton potentially a difficult game. Three games there that maybe might be little blips or hiccups.
Yeah, but you also have to look. Liverpool have to play Spurs as well. So, like, obviously, they have Spurs at home now. It's a little bit different. But
and
they still have to go and win those games.
You have Fulham away, which should be a handy enough one. Then you've got the Merseyside derby away. So that's a tricky enough one. West Ham away, which it's not a walk in the park, really. Then you have Liverpool.
The library? No.
Not. Then you have Tottenham at home. Then you have Aston Villa away, who are going to be fighting for their lives for that fourth spot as well.
Or it's done and dusted by the second last game.
Yeah, could be. And then you have Wolves at home. So there is a couple of blips there as well for you. I think of all them, it's probably Arsenal maybe that have the easiest running.
What, United and Chelsea?
I think they'll beat them handily. Like, let's be honest, Chelsea and United, like, they're in holiday mode.
Away to Spurs in a North London derby, a home to Chelsea, away to United.
I still think
they have the hardest run in.
I see United being a fucking walk in the park for them. Chelsea, fair enough, can probably put it up to them, but when they're at home, like, it gives them such a big advantage that I think
they're at home at the weekend and they did fucking nothing against Villa.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
I think Spurs away, if you're looking at, obviously Spurs have to play City, Liverpool and Arsenal. Liverpool have them at home, granted, yes, so it makes it a little bit easier. But a North London derby, and Spurs have the chance at home to spoil the party, and also they need it to get in the top four themselves.
Yeah.
Destined for drop points there, I think. And as I said, there's just, of those games that City have left to play, yes, there is obviously difficult games in there without a doubt, but there's just less. I don't see them dropping stupid points like I see the other sides dropping points.
Don't forget, if City advance to the next round of the Champions League, they've also got that in between them as well. So they're going to add in another two games to the semi-finals.
They've done it before. They did the treble last year.
I know. Just throwing it out there. Right, Will, do you have anything else you want to add on to the Liverpool game? Was anyone you were severely disappointed with? Or
Disappointed with Curtis Jones back in the squad. Didn't play very well. Disappointed with Ibrahim Konate. Again, all over the place, sixes and sevens. Couple of positives. Good to see Jota getting more game time because they're going to need him because we can't fucking finish our dinner. Good to see Trent back as well playing. Yeah. And good to see Alisson back. He made an absolute worldie in the second half that kept Liverpool in the game to some extent in the second half. So good to see those players back into the team.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to move on to Chelsea are back 6-0, a fucking walk in the park, a Cole Palmer masterclass. Did you see the goals?
I saw some of them.
Oh, the first one was just magical. It was outrageous. But he beats the player, little Meg Nuts, little back heel, gets it back from Jackson, and then just passes it into the corner. It was just fantastic.
Was that before or after him and Jackson had a scrap?
So this is my fucking issue, right? We have won 6-0, and the only thing that we can talk about is that fucking pair of gobshites trying to fight over the ball when neither of them are penalty takers. I didn't see them jumping up for the fucking penalty when it was the last minute against someone and we had to fucking score in the last minute and it was a draw. I didn't see that. I see them stepping up and there's no fucking pressure. Bunch of kids, bunch of fucking arrogant little fuckers who deserve to be fucking dropped for the next game, both of them. Poch came out and he was fucking, he was outraged by it. He said, we looked like kids when that was happening.
And they're just saying at halftime, Dortmund are 2-0 up against Atletico.
Seeing that. Yeah, seeing that.
What the fuck?
Love to see it. So yeah, I just think overshadowed by complete fucking childish behavior. And I think it shows why Chelsea are in the position that they're in. They don't have the experience. Even Thiago Silva came up and tried to talk to him, but they're still throwing their toys out of pram. And then eventually it took Conor Gallagher, who was the captain, to come over and take the ball off him and just give it to Palmer and just say, get the fuck away. And then when we score, he doesn't fucking celebrate with him.
He doesn't want to celebrate. It's not that.
So Madueke is the lesser of the two, because he was the one that was pulling Jackson over to try get him to celebrate. So he tried to redeem himself slightly. Still looked embarrassing and I'd still drop him. But fucking Jackson wouldn't go over, and then eventually gets dragged over and he just basically runs past him and doesn't even like say well done or anything to him. Like, fucking tell you. And I was only after saying at the start of that, like in during that game, I'm starting to like what Jackson's doing. He's actually getting the ball. He's running with the ball. But not now. Fucking asshole. So, yeah, I don't know. But Cole Palmer, can we just give an honourable mention to him, because he's fucking been outstanding for Chelsea.
Did you see what Paddy Power put up? No. Around the City charges obviously coming to a head again. They're going to have a decision in the next kind of couple of weeks. But they had said that City selling Cole Palmer for 45 million and buying Jeremy Doku for 60 million should be the 116th charge.
Yeah, that should over trump them all. They should get the biggest fine for that one. But look, other than that, happy with the 6-0 win. Happy with how Poch reacted to the shenanigans going on the pitch. Alfie Gilchrist came on and scores the final goal. He made it 6-0 and celebrated like he was after winning the World Cup. And I love to see it, because it's pure passion. He loves the club. He's there since he's a fucking child. So it was nice to see that. But like I said, overshadowed by the fucking idiots trying to grab the ball when we're 4-0 up to take a fucking easy penal. And also, Jordan Pickford, you are wank. Absolute wank.
He's got the smallest arms in the world.
And he's got the smallest brain in the world. Did you see what he done? Passed it straight out to Palmer.
Oh,
Palmer,
I saw that. All right, yeah.
Love to see it. By the way, that hat-trick, perfect hat-trick. And then he gets a little extra one as well. He went into added time he did with it. Right, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Tell you what, yeah. Though. Guarantee Everton won't concede more than 2 goals now for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Sean Dyche will be fucking...
The shop is getting fucking locked up.
Yeah.
Fucking bolted shut, padlocked.
They're all getting chained together for fucking training, and they're not going to be allowed to leave each other, and there's going to be no spaces, and they're getting chained.
Remember when you
used
to do that game where you used to try, when you were a kid, to try keep shape, and the back forward all had to hold hands?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
going to happen.
That's
now.
What's happening. That's what's happening. He's bringing them back to basics.
It's going to be a back A. They're not going to concede now. They'll go on a run of maybe getting beaten 1-0, winning 1-0, or draw 0-0. Like
he's gonna play an 8-2 formation.
Yeah, 100%.
His favorite formation. Right, that's it. I don't have anything else to add to Chelsea. Overall, very happy, except for, like I said, the other fucking gobshites. Right, Connor, we'll jump on to the fantasy football. Okay, let's pull up the fantasy from this week. Hello. The average was 58. The highest was 167, excuse me. So, Leno and goal, 9 points. Excellent. Who saw that coming? Spurs player Romero. -1. Okay, fair enough. Hello, 1 point. Saliba, 1 point. Cole Palmer, 26 points. Saka, 2. Ward-Prowse, 2. Salah, 2. Haaland is captain with 20. Solanke and Isaac up front. So, overall, very happy. Lascelles, Chukwuemeka, and Taylor on the bench. So, not much to hang about. Very happy nice. With that performance.
It's a good one, all right, saying how you had a -1 and your two centre-backs got you 1 point each.
Yeah, yeah. Here's yours, Connor.
Oh, a 65. I'll take a 65 this week. I had Areola in goal, who got me 0 because he's injured. Dan Byrne with 6. Joachim Andersen with 8. Kufal with 2, Saka with 2, Salah with 2, Son with 2 as captain. Oof. Palmer with 26, Allen with 10, Watkins with 7, and Raul Jimenez with 0, because obviously I have a bench full of zeros as well in Simicasa, Langa, and Walker. I really should log into fantasy football and just change zeros.
Yeah, I'm actually catching it. I stopped doing it for weeks when I was doing the NFL fantasy, and then all of a sudden I'm starting to catch it. I'm only 20 or 30 points behind you. Paddy is top. He got 74 this week, 58 points. He had Raya in goal, 1 point. You know, Anderson with 8 points. Saliba, 1. Dalot, 1. He had Cole Palmer with 26. Garnacho with 4. De Bruyne with 2. Saka with 2. He's really sticking by Hoyland, isn't he? Like, he won't get rid of him. 2 points. And then he had Haaland as captain with 20 and Solanke at 7. Two minuses. Anyway, great decision to have them on the bench. He's got a 0 and he's got 2 minus 2s, but he kept him on the bench. So
-2 is for goals conceded and yellow cards, and is it?
Yeah.
Click in.
Yeah, it is yellow cards. Yeah.
And -3 for 6 goals conceded. Jesus.
Bear in mind, they got 2 points for 90 minutes played. And then he had Martinez on the bench. So, yeah, that's it. We'll have a quick look at the full league table and see who is top. And it is Jamie Parry. Oh, I think this is the first time Jamie's gone top.
109 for the week.
Can we click in and have a look at this? See what's going on here. Where's he got that?
Bench
he
must boost, have had. Is it? Pickford 0.
Pinterest? No, he's not going on. I bet you he has Parma captain. He has Parma captain. Look at that. 52 points for Parma. Jesus.
Anthony Gordon 17. Fabian Scher 13.
Haaland 10. Wow. Solanke. That's a great team. Fair play to him. Okay, right. Let's get back. We got distracted there. Back to the league. We'll have a look and see who else is there. Ball. So Jamie Parry first with 205.8. Chris Scully only 2 points behind him. And then Tony Tam 3 points behind him. Then we have a bit of a gap to Ross Cuddy. Keelan Brennan in fifth. Mark Lynch in sixth. Johnny Lynn in 7. Adam Doyle in 8th. Ray Perry in 9th. And Jay Daly in 10th. Honourable mention for Francis Ballardi sitting in 13th.
Where's the other Tony Tam team gone? There he is in 15th.
There he is 15th. Dorpwood. Never deserved it. right, that's it on the fantasy football. We'll jump into the predictions. Okay, let's go. Right, so let me just check actually, which is the first one. Anyway, Chelsea and City in the FA Cup semi-finals. Connor, give me some good news here, please.
The good news is you can concentrate on the league. Because you're getting knocked out of the FA Cup. Yeah, can't look past City. I think City probably would prefer to be out of the FA Cup, to be honest. I focus on the Champions League and the league. But City to do the business. I think the game is going to be close. I think they're going to run them the distance. But I'm going to back City 2-1. And because the little chav bastard is in flying form, we'll say Phil Foden.
It's a fair point. I might, you know what? I'm going to say we go through on penalties. That's how I'm going to go. I'm going to say we get a 1-1 draw, or we go 2-0 up and we throw away the lead in the last 10 minutes, because that's what we usually do. So we're going to go 2-2 draw, and we're going to say Chelsea to win on penalties. I'm going to say, I don't think Cole Palmer's going to score. I think it's going to be Thiago Silva to score. That's what.
Which end?
Both ends. Thiago Silva to score. I'm going to say he's going to score a header from a corner. And that's what's going to happen. Next one, Arsenal and Wolves. Do you see this being any challenge for Arsenal?
I think they're going to be carrying, obviously, they go to Munich tomorrow night. So that's going to weigh on them anyway, one way or another, depending on what way the result goes there. I can't see them dropping points again at home, especially after what happened on Sunday against Villa. So I'm going to say 2-0 Arsenal. And we will say, I think he'll go Jesus again. So I'm going to say Gabriel Jesus.
Is Arsenal pulling an Arsenal at this very moment in time?
If they drop points this weekend,
It's an Arsenal.
They're doing an Arsenal. If they get beaten by Bayern and then drop points, that's like the most Arsenal week of all time.
Home
to Villa, away to Munich, home to Wolves, drop points is just...
It's magical stuff, isn't it?
It's written in the stars.
Stuff of dreams. I'm going to say they're not going to pull an Arsenal yet. So I'm going to give them the win on this one. I'm going to say 3-1 on this one. They score a lot of goals, so I have to give them that. And they concede very little goals. So I'm going to say 3-1. It's going to be maybe an own goal from Wolves. But I'm going to say Odegaard to score. Right, next one. Fulham and Liverpool. What do you think?
It's going to be close again because I can't see it going any other way. I still think this is like it's a must win, obviously, for Liverpool. The rest of the games pretty much are must win. So I'm going to say 2-1 Liverpool. I do think they'll concede, and they'll concede first again. And yeah, 2-1. And I'm going to say Diogo Jota because I think he'll start because they need goals.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he'll get through this one. I think he'll win 2-0. I think he'll be a bit more solid defensively. And you might take early lead and then just kind of get another one in like the 60th minute or so and then just control the game. I think you should have learned from mistakes. So I think that, yeah, just bounce back from this one. Do you have the Europa on Thursday?
Europa on Thursday night, yeah.
So that's going to be more tired legs. I don't know whether you can get out of that hole. What do you think actually about that one?
I think they beat Atalanta anyway, 100%. I don't think there's a doubt about them beating them. It's whether they can put a minimum of 3 past them and then probably 4. I can't see them doing that much away to an Italian side.
So you do Liverpool -2? Is it a bad bet?
Because I can't see them getting the 3, so it might be. Now, saying that, Atalanta were 2-0 up on Sunday and threw away a 2-0 lead at home to Verona.
Okay.
This is
optimism.
So they do concede at home. I think they get the 2 goals. I don't think they get the 3rd. I think they bang the door down for the 3rd goal and they miss some great chances later on, but I can see a finish in 3-2 in aggregate.
Okay. I think he's get through Fulham 2-0, and I think Trent's going to score maybe a free kick after coming back. Right, last one, Arsenal versus Chelsea. Give us more good news here.
Well, this is on where we're going to be on next week, isn't it? Is this on the Tuesday?
Yeah. 8 o'clock next Tuesday, yeah.
Watch-along job.
Watch-along job, and unfortunately... It's probably going to be hard for you to listen to me.
I mean, I'm going to be a Chelsea fan. I'll wear fucking blue and all next week.
I'll send over a Chelsea jersey.
I'm not going to put it on. Ah. In the background, maybe. I'll hang it up or something if you want.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm a Chelsea fan next Tuesday. Love to see Arsenal drop points again. Unless Arsenal get beaten by Wolves at the weekend, and then it'll be funny if Arsenal beat Chelsea. But we're going to take it that they won't. I think Chelsea hold them to a draw. I think it's where Arsenal drop points. As I said, this one and the Spurs game are the 2 I'd be worried about as an Arsenal supporter. So I'm going to say 1-1. No, I'm going to say 2-2. 2-2. Because both sides are in a little bit scoring form.
Yeah.
We'll be back them.
Temperature change here, did it?
Is the window
the
open?
Is it
just cold Parma.
He's fucking frozen solid at this moment in time.
Made you frozen solid last night.
Yeah, he did. Fucking rock solid. I don't know. Here we go, right? Chelsea have won 6-0. Flying form. Played unbelievable. We lose 2-0.
No, so you lose in the cup game, and then this is where you rebound. That's what I'm thinking.
Prefer to win the cup.
Yeah, obviously you prefer to win. You're not going to win the league from 9.
I know. My thing is just finishing above United for this season. Like, because I've got bets on with people and I need Chelsea to finish above United. I'm talking like €200 worth of bets here. So Chelsea finish ahead of United. And if we win our games in hand, we go ahead of them. But I'd still prefer to win the cup. Yeah, over the money.
If you win your games at hand, you go level on points, but you have a worse goal difference now.
No, you have a better goal difference.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, yep. I was looking at goals scored.
Yep.
Oh, play on then, yeah.
Yeah, play on, yeah. VAR. Right, that's it. It's been a pleasure. It's great. We're back. We've been back for ages.
But I haven't been, but I'm back.
You haven't, yeah. Right, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, make sure you rate us 5 stars. Make sure you go to our YouTube, subscribe there. For us funnier, yeah. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we're everywhere. But you'll find us nowhere. You'll find us here on the YouTube, 8:30 Tuesday. See you later.